All right, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this awesome time in your presence. We thank you for your joy. We thank you for your peace that you have given us. We thank you for all that you have done for us. Father, Lord, as we look briefly into your word, I ask that you open our hearts to receive. If there's anything that we have not yet received, let the heavens be opened over us now. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. All right, let's go to 2 Corinthians 3, verse 18. Are we there? 2 Corinthians 3, verse 18. All right, so let's keep quiet. 2 Corinthians 3, verse 18. But can you go to NKJV? So basically, what I want to talk about, or what I want to talk to us about, is after Summer Academy, what next? Right? The first thing I want to say is that your life is going to get better and better and better. Now, in verse 18, it says, but we all. Everybody say, but we all. Say it again, but we all. With unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of God, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. So it says that we all, with an unveiled face, are beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord. Now, to see the glory of the Lord is not just about seeing it physically with your eyes. So when we talk about seeing the glory of the Lord, I'm not talking about seeing angels. I'm not talking about seeing supernatural things. Essentially, our whole experience here has been by the glory of the Lord, right? The confidence that you have now, the goodness that you have now, the joy that you have now, it has happened because you have encountered the glory of the Lord. Do you understand what I'm saying? Right? And there is a face or an image that you have seen. How many of you feel more confident about yourself? Right? Fantastic. Now, that is the same image. And the idea of looking at God is that as you see God, you are continuously transformed into the image that you see. Do you understand what I'm saying? So, there is going to be more transformation. Amen? Amen? There's going to be more greatness. There's going to be more victory. Actually, in life, this is going to be your lowest point. Did you hear me? This is going to be your lowest point. Right? The nature of life, especially as you walk with God, is that it keeps on progressing. Now, it is important to believe this and understand this, because we look at it, because there are things in life that will try and contradict this thing. Is everyone listening to me? Can you give me attention? So, there are things in life that will try and contradict this thing, right? But you don't need to pay attention to those things. Essentially, what you need to do is that you need to be able to still remain focused on what you're seeing, right? But essentially, what I'm trying to tell you is that you're going to keep progressing, and it's going to keep getting better and better and better and better. Hallelujah. So I want you to see yourself in these mindsets. Huh? See, what you have learned here is not just a course. What you have learned here is how to succeed in life. Huh? There are so many things that, you know, one of the testimonies was that there are things that you never thought you could do. Right? But you're doing it. Have you now? But you're doing it, and you're doing it without paying much. You didn't pay anything to do it, right? Now that is what it means to live in the goodness of God, right? And God has not changed his mind, right? So I'm going to say it again, that your life is still going to get better and better and better and better, right? You're going to go from victory to victory to victory to victory. Huh? Fantastic. So you are not going down. Nobody is going down. Say, I am not going down. I am not going back to my former self. Cool. So you're not going down, you're not going back to your former self. You are going to go forward and forward. Now the first thing to do, there's some things to do to maintain this. And there's some things to do to keep flowing in this consistency. The first thing to do is to have an expectation that there will be challenges. Are we together? Huh? Now, life is not lived in church. Life is lived outside church. Abi? And outside church is wahala. I don't understand what I'm talking about, right? In fact, as you're leaving this place now, Okada can splash you water. Right? And so, you don't judge your greatness or your victory from your wahala. In fact, the more great you are, the more problems you have. Are we together? For instance, all of you are happy, right? Meaning, as I'm preaching this thing, I'm worried. Well, I'm not worried, but I'm thinking. I'm thinking, hey, is our guest minister going to come on time? Right? I'm thinking, the certificate that we are printing, because we are printing some special certificates for special people. Right? So, I'm thinking, but I'm here preaching. Right? Well, my mind is going through. Now, all of you are enjoying, you're happy. You're not worried. You're happy. Right? So, all my brain thinking is not showing on my face. Right? And so, it is possible for you to be going through many challenges with joy and strength and victory. Do you understand what I'm saying? So, expect challenges. They are going to come. Right? They are going to come in the form of whatever. They're going to come in the form of the environment. They're going to come in the form of some limitations that you think you might have. Right? But that is the good thing. That is the part of life. Right? You don't run away from challenges, but you face them straight ahead. For instance, some of you are very challenged by your academics. Right? You're very challenged by, your academics, right? Now, that's a challenge of life. But I tell you, what you have learned here, the confessions that you have confessed here, is the same confessions that you're going to confess. They are going to pass the exams. Are we together? If you can web, if you can learn web development, you can learn for that mass. Eh? Some of you now that were running away from mass, you did mass in your sewing class. And you did mass your animation, right? Even baking itself, you did mass. Fashion design, you did mass, right? So that means that, are we together? So that means that in you right now is the capacity to get A in mass, right? You just don't believe that you can. So, I'm telling you that these challenges are going to come, but you have to face them head on. Don't run away from challenges. Any mountain you see, stand before it and say, this mountain is going to come down. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Either the mountain is financial, the mountain is spiritual. You know? All mountains are going to come down. Shout hallelujah. So the first thing is to expect challenges. The second thing is to be consistent. Let's look at Proverbs 22, verse 9. Huh? Be consistent. Sorry, 29. It's a very simple scripture. We all know this, right? Do you say man who excels in his work, or KJV says diligence, right? He will not stand before kings. He will stand before mere men. Sorry, he will stand before kings. He will not stand before mere men. Thank you for correcting me. Now, you see, here is the key. Let's listen, right? Here is the key to greatness. Huh? You want to interact with great people. All of us want to interact with great people, Abby. All of us want our name to be called when they say great people. Yourself, you know? It is not about where you start from in life. Okay? It is about excellence, or it is about diligence. Are we together? And so, consistency is key. Right? The best attitude you can have as a young person is an attitude of excellence. Everybody say attitude of excellence. What do I mean by excellence? Not being satisfied with average. Are we together? It's not about doing average. It's about not being satisfied with average. Now, if you have that kind of attitude, and that's the reason why you are pushed, right? That's the reason why it was tough. It was tough, Abby. Was it tough? Yes. Summer Academy, was it tough? Yes. It was tough, Abby. Yes. At least for a lot of you guys, it was tough, Abby. Yes. Now, that is the attitude of greatness. To stay at something, even though it is tough. Huh? For instance, in the church media team, where's Chika? Chika is going to be our core designer. You see, what she has learned, she learned design. Now, she probably thinks that what she designed yesterday, you know the way Chika does now? Now, she probably thinks that what she has designed is rubbish, but no, it's not rubbish. If she stays at it in 6 months, you'll be shocked at what she does. And so there's nobody here that has learned nonsense. You get, right? Stay at it. You know, I was so inspired. Who chose the song for that fashion this thing? Who selected the song? Who is Elizabeth? Edward selected the song, Gabby. I was so shocked because that's the kind of song that they usually sing in all these Paris fashion weeks. I know that she has been, you've been watching those people, Abby. Those kind of house, European kind of song. And that's fantastic. That's a fantastic attitude. Some of you now, if they said, give us song, you play Ashake or something. Right? Now, nothing personal against him, but what's the height of fashion? Paris Fashion Week, Milan Fashion Week, right? So, play that kind of song. Do you get my point? Because that is excellence. Hallelujah. So, that's the attitude that we're meant to have. Everybody say, I have an attitude of excellence. I have a heart of excellence. I do not settle at average. Yeah, don't settle at average. Right? Key yourself. Die dear. Yeah. If you want to be great, die dear. You have to die dear. Hallelujah. Amen. Die dear. Key yourself. Let your own be too much. Right? Because you are not like every other person. The third thing is to keep in touch. Now, I'll be talking about what to expect or what to do, right? The first thing is to expect challenges. The second is to what? Consistency. The third thing is to keep in touch. Let me tell you the major reason why you meet great people. Huh? Now, your facilitators, for instance, are greater than you, Abby. At least they are your, what will you call it? Teacher, mentor, what other name? Traditional name? Oga boss, something like that, right? Egbo? Oji? Chairman? What did they say? Eh? Grandpa? Who's Papa? Baba? Okay, Ale, yeah. What did the guy say there? What did the guy say there? Eh? Now, whenever you meet, listen to me. Whenever you meet somebody greater than you, know two things. The first thing is that God introduced you to that person. The second thing is that you are next. It's not amen. The reason for that introduction is because God is telling you that you are next. And so, it's not a fluke. You might think it's a fluke. You know, you might think that maybe the way you came for someone, you were just walking on the road. Someone just tapped you and said, they are doing something. Or he said, we just registered. Right? But no matter how you were introduced, the reason why you met these great and fantastic people is because you are next. So keep in touch. Okay? Get the number of your facilitator. Okay? Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Now quickly, when you meet a great person, are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Are you with me? Now, in 1 year, you can learn, because you see, greatness is a spirit. It's a spirit, it's not a talent. Are you staying with me? Right? It's a spirit, right? In 1 year, you can catch the spirit. In a very simple way. I can tell you how to catch the spirit. Shall I tell you how?
Yes.
Help them. Yeah? You see, there's nobody that rejects help.
Yeah.
Now, the problem people have when they interact with great people is that they start asking for school fees money. Do you get my point? You start asking for urgent 2K. Say, Emma, yes, sir, you know, I thank you so much. You know, since last week, I've not eaten, though. I just want you to know that. Right? But if you were to be the kind of person that instead of wanting to collect, you want to give, what I will do is that it will make the people greater than you bring you closer to them. Hallelujah. And so a very simple way, for instance, if you have seen anybody that you want to work with, maybe you are doing graphic design and you want to work with the person, all you need to do, are you hearing me? I'm teaching you life, Are you happy I'm teaching you life? All you need to do is simply send a text message. Sir, please, I really want to learn under you. How can I be of assistance to you? I promise you I won't be a burden. That's all. Are you hearing me? So, keep in touch, right? Don't go into your shell. You see, in this life, if you are shy, and that's why shyness is not the spirit of God. There's no... This is a happy service. Let me not start. Let me not enter into that mode. But there is no shy person. A shyness is not from God. Let me just say it that way. Right? Don't be there. Don't just be on your own. No. Reject that spirit. Say, I reject the spirit of shyness.
I reject the spirit of shyness.
Say, I reject the spirit of shyness. Say it again. I reject the spirit of shyness.
I reject the spirit of shyness.
Fantastic. Can we welcome Pastor Lauro? And his fantastic wife, Pastor Anu. Can we welcome them as well? See how fantastic they're looking. Thank you, sir. Thank you, man. Thank you for coming. So, reject the spirit of shyness, right? Say, I reject the spirit of shyness.
I reject the spirit of shyness.
Reach out. Reach out. It gets. Reach out. See, if you wait for things to happen to you, nothing will happen to you. You have to go out. Right? And I've told you now, keep in touch with your facilitators. Your facilitators are even more valuable than your friends. Are you with me? It's your facilitators that are great. Your friends are not yet great. They're your friends. Are you with me? Are you with me? So instead of collecting the number, is it be stingy? Instead of collecting the number of one guy like that that wants to keep in touch, no, go and collect the number of your facilitator. Praise God. And lastly, stay connected to Christ. In John 15, verse 5, Jesus Christ said, I am divine. And you are the branches. Without me, you can't do nothing. Right? Being with Jesus makes life easy. Right? And so the transformations that have happened in your life, pay attention to them. Right? And it's very simple. Those of you that met Christ here, keep coming. Those of you that already have a church, that you still got more serious with Christ here, keep attending your church and get serious with God. Keep at it. Are we together? But don't just leave it to chance. Don't leave it to chance. So keep coming. Keep staying in touch. Even though I've yabbed your friends, still keep in touch with your friends. Because it's your friends that will keep you straight when you have all your challenges. So, thank you so much. You're all blessed. You're all blessed.